Nishchai Parshas Breishis. Vayas the drashot. Vayas Hashem Elokim. And God made La Adam Ule Ishto and his wife. Ktonot O. Clothing of.
Katunet, like what?
Yeah. Right.
Yaakov made for Yosef.
Yeah. Clothing of skin. Viyal Bishem, and he dressed them. Hine, behold, Yadua, it's no Masha Katab Rabbeinu Arizal, what Rabbeinu Arizal wrote, Beinyan Halavushim, with regard to the clothing of Adam Arishon. Kodim Achet, before the Chet, Hayu Ktonot O. He had clothing of light. Min HaChashmal, this is from what's called the Chashmal. I explain to you. Mina chashmal. What's chashmal mean? Doesn't mean electricity. Chashmal means that a person has his neshama. The most of the neshama is outside of him. Part of the neshama is into him. That's called his or hapnimi, his internal or internal light, which is inside him. That's his neshama, which comes into him. He has what's called the neshama outside of him. That's the neshama goes around him. Is makif. It's called the makif. Part of that makif is what's called chashmal. It's called chashmal. What it means? It actually means something which is his protection. You know, in the Western world, there's a thing called aura, right? It's called the aura. That's the chashmal. I assume that's the chashmal. I'm not 100% certain. Go back. Because shechata, and when Adam Arishon sinned, hifsidotam, he lost these. Clothing of light, halavushim de chashmal, the clothing called this chashmal, is protection. Shehem shin ayin chet, 378 nahurin, that's lights, kaminyan chashmal, that's the minyan chashmal. Okay? So these are the lights that are around him that protect him. Ve'asalo malbush, and he made for him clothing, acher, different clothing, Miklipat Noga, from the klipa of Noga. That's the good part of the klipa. Right? Klipat Noga is the good part of the klipa. Vehem Kotnot O. And therefore, these are these clothing of lights became clothing of skin. Vekaniska Be'etz Chaim, like is mentioned in Etz Chaim, Shah Klipat Noga, in Shah Klipat Noga, Perek Dalet, Yuen Sham. You can look there. V'gam katav ha'arizal b'shah ha'kavanot in shah kavanot b'kavanot malbish arumim. We say the bracha every morning. Malbish arumim. He dresses those who are naked. The malbush ha'adam, that the dressing of a person hu min ha'kedusha. It's from that comes from the kedusha. Comes from that which is holy. Va'al yedei averot, and through the averas, the sins she'ose, that a person does. Gorem, he causes shit achzu haklipot b'malbushav. He causes that the klipot, the ra in the world, has achiza, has connection with his clothing. Vihine hamubushim yesh behem, these clothings they have in it, or hamakif. As I said, the or hamakif, this is his chashmal, michutz lehem, outside of them, kenodan, as is known. Right? That's part of his neshama, which is surrounding him. Surrounding him, protecting him, this is a chashmal. V'ki yesh o pnimi bifnim, and there is inner o inside, which penetrates a person. V'nichlal betoch haguf, and is included inside his body. Right? It goes and permeates his body, and gives chiyus, and gives life to his body. And like Ruchayim Vital, and you know, Mishnah Berurah brings it in Hagdama, in his Hagdama, that you have 248 mitzvahs, positive commandments, and 365 sinews that connect those limbs, which are against the negative commandments. And according to what a person's mitzvahs he does or he doesn't do, then his neshama permeates those evarim. And if he doesn't, and if though he's doing an avera, so that eva doesn't have chiyus, doesn't have life from his neshama, there's an achiza then from the klipa. From the ra in the world, okay. So that's what he's explaining here. V'hamalbush, and this dressing sovevet aguf, this dressing called this chashmal, is that which is going around the body. Va'al ha-malbush hem ha-orot. And on this malbush are these orot ha-makifim. On this cheshmal is the orot ha-makifim. Va'omdim michutz ha-malbushim. Right? So he's, and these orot makifim are standing around outside this malbushim. Ulechol levush. And in every levush ulevush, in every type of clothing that a person has.
Physical
clothing, yeah. It's yeah. Yesh bechinat or makif kfi erko. It's also being physical and also this chashmal, which is his spiritual clothing. There's an or makif kfi erko. There's an or makif, a surrounding light, right? Kfi erko, according to the erech of that guf, i.e. the what's value. Good, the value, the goodness in that guf. Like, if the guf says that part of his hand is full of Torah mitzvah, so you have a very good protection, very good or makif there to connect with the or pnimi, right? And the guf is effectively the kli that's between, the vessel that's created between those, the or pnim and the or makif. Okay? Ve'ein lecha davar, there is no thing, shedoche et haklipot, that push away the klipot, kamo or makif. Because the or makif, that push away the ra, to have achiza in him, like the or makif, right? Which is, because that or makif is the higher level of his neshama, which didn't come into him. And since it's such a high-level neshama, it pushes away the klipa, because the klipa has no achiza in something which is so gavoa. Only has achiza in that which is much lower down. There's no ability for the klipot, the ra in the world, linok, to have benefit, v'litachez, and to connect, bo'or ha-makif, because it's light, it's or which is much, much gavoa, much higher. L'chein hu omed b'chutz, it's outside of him, away from him, ve'ein lo pachat me'aklipot, right? And there's no fear from the klipot coming through. However, again, if a person does an aveira, so that part of his goof, which is shy to that aveira, then the chashmal or makif is not there, and then the klipa can be ne'echaz and yonik from that part of the person, and then it can cause him problem with that part of his goof. There's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The mishnah says when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a sanego, right? And when he does an aveira, he creates a katego, i.e. he creates someone who goes, says for him, and someone says against him, a defendant and a prosecutor, right? So, says, these are actually, in, I think Tome Devorot says, these are actually spiritual creations. When a person does a mitzvah, he has something which is spiritual created, which has a good influence on him. These are the malachim which protect him. You can understand why these are the malachim which protect him, because it creates the awe in that part of the guf, which now has an awe makif, which protects him on that part. When he does an avera, he creates a mashchit. And this mashchit comes up to Kodesh Baruch and says, feed me. You created me, feed me. Kodesh Baruch gives him sustenance, gives him life, because he was created. He was created. And that's until the person does tshuva. In other words, a person that has rachamim, has mercy over this person until he does tshuva. If a person doesn't do tshuva, eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu stops, you know, sustaining him, and the mashchit comes and damages the person. That's the concept that the klipa has yinika, has is ne'echaz, and has what's called yinika,
feeds
and it draws its sustenance from kedusha. The klipa doesn't have any form of existence without drawing sustenance. That's why a shade. You've heard of shades? A shade is called where a mother gives milk to her child. That's called a shade. Shedayim, i.e. the yenika, the ra in the world only has existence from the kedusha. But it's only when the kedusha it's mu'urav with the ra. i.e. a person has partially ra and partially good, so then the klipa can be mu'urab with him. If he's doche the klipa, that means there's no bad in him, so then he has his completely protected. His evarim are complete, his or makif is complete, the klipa doesn't have any achiza in him. He has no problems, right? But that's, you know, halavai, that we don't have any problems, right? All the ra that happens to a person is through his actions. If a person, something bad happens to him, he has to realize something he did, And it's mida keneged mida, generally speaking. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to him. He's telling him, you're getting this because of this. Change this, this will go away. Or it might not go away because this will be a kapara for that avera. Hine, bezeh muvan kinat hanachash. Now we can understand the jealousy of the nachash shnitkana ba'adam harishon, that had jealousy of Adam harishon kodim achet, before the chet. V'nitgarebo lachtio, and he was aroused to cause him to sin. Ki nitkane, he was jealous miktonot o shelo. He was jealous of the dressing of light that was around him. This aura makif. Shura'a sheyesh alav o makif gadol. He saw that he has a great light around him. This o makif. Kefi erech haktonot o, according to the erech, the value of these ktonot o. Vu ein lo achize bo makif, and he couldn't have any achize in this o makif. Besod v'hanachash haya arum. That's the concept. The nachash was arum. Arum means he was naked, right? Chazal say naked means he was cunning, but here it means he was naked, and because he was naked because he had no achize, he had no connection with Adam because there was o makif around him. So therefore, he was trying to be cunning to get in an achiza, kanoda, as is known. And the only way he could have an achiza is to cause Adam HaRishon to be chote, to make a sin, and then he could have an achiza. And that's how the Yetzara works. He makes you do a little sin, then he has an achiza, now he has Avera, Goreres, Avera, then becomes a bigger and bigger. See, the best way to stop him getting in is pluck him out at the moment, at the beginning. V'lachein, nitgarebo. He went against him, v'hichti'o, and caused him to sin. V'garam, and he caused, l'havir me'alav, to remove from him, k'tonot o, this clothing of light. V'haya o, and then became his flesh, this hide, v'mokum o, instead of o. Ayin vavresh, instead of alaf vavresh, right? K'mo shekatuv, like it says in the Pasuk, v'yas Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elohim made l'Adam u'le'ishto, and to his wife, k'tonot o, this hides of clothing, v'yal bishem, and he dressed them. That's after the chet. V'amru b'zohar kadosh, and it says in the Zohar kadosh, shedavak bo mashcha d'chivya, he was connected to the hides of the chivya. Chivya is the nachash. I.e., the nachash now had achiza in Adam HaRishon after the chet. In a certain sense, we're talking about there's an achiza of the nachash. This achiza of the nachash is the Yetzahara. So that means this Yetzahara was now davuk ba'adam. That's what it means, that we have also internally, we have two levushim. We have the levush called the Yetzah Tov, and we have this garment called the Yetzah Tov, which our neshama sits in. And we have a levush called a Yetzahara, which is around the Yetzah Tov, which is the klipa against that. That's this mashcha, the chiviyah. You understand? If a person has a complete mitzvah, since all the mitzvahs are related, even if you're doing a mitzvah which is associated with your arm, right? Your arm's connected to your mind, right? So your mind is being fixed. Since your mind is being fixed and your mind is connected to all the rest of your body, so in a sec, from when doing a mitzvah associated with an arm, you're affecting your whole body, right? Like a person does exercise on his arm, his heart's pumping, right? His body, the blood flows. This isn't like physically, it has an effect. So every mitzvah, if a person takes a bracha, say, and he makes a really good bracha, he affects his whole neshama. If he puts on tefillin in the morning, tefillin in the morning is a very special mitzvah. He puts in a lot of kavana, he puts it on properly, he thinks about it. He's davening, it's a big thing. Davening is avodah shebalev, it's against the heart. Torah is against the mind. Emunah is against the mind. If he works on these major mitzvahs, it has an effect on all his guf. And there's even certain mitzvahs we can't do. Says the Gemara, but we can mikayim, like can't be in korbanos. We can be mikayim those mitzvahs in dibur, in learning. We learn about them. That has an effect on the mitzvah. You understand? So we have tariag mitzvahs. We have, right? We have all these 630 mitzvahs, 248 positive ones, 365 negative ones. Learning about them has an effect on all of them, because the mind has an effect on all its limbs. So improving in the mind improves all the nervous system, all aspects of the thing. That's why if a person doesn't have a mind, chas v'shalom, he's brain dead. Even if he has, you know, perfect limbs, it's not working. So chas v'shalom, if a person has no connection to his creator, no emunah, no tefillah, no Torah, no kesher with his creator, he's walking dead. And then chas v'shalom, then of course there's a big achiza. That's why Torah is tavlin l'yetzahara. That's the only refuah. Because Torah, in a certain sense, is the mind of a human being. The mind, the heart, the tefillah, right? So if he has those things, if he's always dovuk to those things, in a certain sense, he's pushing away through, you know, he's giving a big, you know, head start to himself. He's pushing away all the ra in him. Yeah? That's why it's tavlin l'yetzahara, because it's the shorish of a person. It's the source of a person. Yeah? And in this I explained Remez HaKatuv. That a remez, a hint in what's written, Betevat V'yal Bishem. Why it says V'yal Bishem? Kriba, we read in it Vai. It says Vai Levasham. That means Oi. It's a terrible thing. Oi Levasham. Bad thing he placed on them. What's that? Humashcha the Kivya. This is the leather, the hide of the Nachash he put on them. Vai. That's terrible. Haya, it was a terrible thing, Haya, shidavakbam, that it was stuck on them, this mashk, this hide of the chivya. This is the ketonet or. Shekol ze, this ketonet or, shekol ze haya machmatachet. This ketonet or, instead of being or a makif, was now the mashk of the chivya, which was dovgul. This is the yet sahara. Shekol ze haya machmatachet. Because all of this was because of the chet. That's why vayal bishem is vay shilavsham. This ketonet or with an iron, which is called the mashch, the hide of the chivya, of the nachash, hakadmoni, the yetzahara. Venerally, and seems to me, says Ben Yishchai, b'siyata Yishmai, with help of God, ha-hefresh bein or, the difference between or, in gematria, between or, alef vavresh, le-or, iron vavresh, hu, with mispa samachtet, it's the 69, but Samach Tet. Communion, that's gematria of Yagon. Yagon means
suffering,
right? Yagon v'anacha, right? Like, v'yadua, and it's known, ki Yagon, like it's like a depression. Hu mitzad sitra achra, that's mitzad the sitra achra, that's the other side, the ra in the world. Ki yadua b'kavanat hase mimenu, remove from him, Yagon v'anacha, remove from him, like suffering or depression, and like, you know, when a person's ne'enach, a person, you know, how do you say ne'enach? Grief, yeah. Suffering and grief. Shehu yagon. Yagon is ploni. Is the male form of the ra. Va'anacha is plonit. Is the female form of the ra. So you want to remove from him both the male and the female form of the ra. All depression comes from your yetzahara. Kaniska, that means if you're feeling down, you're feeling sad, you give an opening to Yetzirah. Persons only feel sad if you did an Avera. That means there's an opening for the Yetzirah. Kaniska b'sidur Rabbeinu Rashash. As is mentioned, Rabbeinu Rashash. Sidur Rabbeinu Rashash, I'll tell you a little bit about Rashash. Rashash was Taimani. He was the biggest Kabbalist. He was the biggest Kabbalist after the Arizal. It's brought down in Sfarim that they say he was the Gilgal of the Arizal. And he brought the Arizals in one dimension. He made the Arizal into like 5 or 12 dimensions. His understanding of the Arizal was so phenomenal and so fundamental that from the Rashash, the Sfadim, and the whole world has the Sidur HaKavanos. All the Kavanos that we have come from the Sidur Rashash. The Rashash in Kabbalah is looked on like the Arizal, because the Ari is looked on like the Gemara. The Rashash is like the Rishon on there. We can't, Sfarim at least don't argue with the Rashash. The Leshem argued in a few places on the Rashash, but the Sfarim weren't Mekabel him in the places that he argued. Okay. So, the Leshem, this story, if we're speaking about the Ben Yishchai, so you know who the Ben Yishchai is. I mean, we don't really know who he was, right? I mean, probably even knowing this, we don't know who he was. But these drashas he used to give on the Shabbos, right? He's given an audience. He wasn't such a loud man, but it was a known thing that when he used to speak, His speech was so loud, like it was on a microphone. It was a nes. And the Leshem, he was the grandfather of Eliyashiv, who Rav, I think the Chazon Ish says, was the last of the Kabbalists who actually knew Kabbalah, like real Kabbalah, right? He sent his Sfarim, he had many Sfarim, he sent his Sfarim to the Ben Ish Chai to get an Haskama, because he held the Ben Ish Chai was a Gadol Ador in Kabbalah. The Ben Ish Chai was also one of the Gadol Ador, I don't know, maybe in Nigla, right? But in Kabbalah, the Leshem held he was a Gadol Ador. And the Ben Ish Chai was also in Nigla and in Ista, right? We actually have less from the Ben Ish Chai in Ista than we have in Nigla. And he sent him a Sefer, and he sent him back, he held that the Leshem was a Gadol Ador. He sent his Sefer back, praising the Leshem in his Sfarim. And the Leshem, Mirov Anvanuto, because of his humility, didn't put him in the Sefer, because he didn't want that sort of praise. Wow. But you have to understand, with the Ben Ish Chai, there's a story. I'll tell you a story. A Talmud of Ben Ish Chai was Rav Yehuda Pataya. You've heard of Yehuda Pataya? So he has a Sefer called Haruchot Mesaprot. He speaks, he was a person who was Osik in Kabbalah Maisit with all these Dibukim and stuff like that. So came certain neshama to him, they asked him to fix him. And this was the neshama of the Shabbatai Tzvi. He didn't know. So he sent a message to the Ben Ish Chai. When I said he sent a message to the Ben Ish Chai, he didn't send an email. He sent a message to the Ben Ish Chai. Yes, he sent a message to the Ben Ish Chai. And the Ben Ish Chai sent back to him, not to Mimit Hasek with that neshama, because neshama of the Shabbatai Tzvi, and shouldn't have any dealings with it. So we understand a little bit, and he writes this in the Sefer, we understand a little bit about who the Ben Ish Chai was. V'lechein, he says, Tintza ki evyon, a person who's needy, v'yagon, and yagon, right? They're the same gematria, because gimel aleph goes with, aleph beis goes with gimel, right? Mispa echad. Both of them are mispa echad. They're the same mispa. Ki hanase evyon, a person who becomes a needy human being, min hamitzvahs, from the mitzvahs, davik bo yagon. He's connected to yagon, which is yagon v'anacha, which is depression. The shnei otiyot aleph beit, the two letters in evyon, aleph beit, yu gimel, become the gimel. V'az otiyot evyon, the words evyon, a person who's needy, naasu otiyot yagon, becomes like depressed. Aval latid, in the future, b'shleimut ha'tikun, when the world comes to its final fixing, yusa hayagon lagamri, yagon will be removed completely from the world, right?
What is yusa
removed? Removed. Yusa will be removed, yagon lagamri. Va'az yechaseh mispa yagon, will miss the number of yagon, min ha'ot ayin, from the letter ayin, the o, of o, V'yishar ot aleph, and will remain aleph, which is going to be o. V'az ye tziruf o. When the yetzar is removed from us, the o, which is the high, the mashcha, the chivya, will become now the o makif, which is o. Shetachzo atar liyoshna, will go return the crown to its place. We're going to remove the 69 of from the ayin and go back to aleph, which is, and that's the removal of yagon, which is mispa 69, samachtev, like we said above. Ulefi ha'amu, according to what we're saying, the ein achiza lechitzonim, there's no connection of the ra, the chitzonim, bo'o ha'makif, with this o ha'makif, the lekach nitkaneh ha'nachash, and therefore the nachash had jealousy ba'adam ha'rishon, in Adam ha'rishon, ba'avu ha'o ha'makif, because of this o ha'makif, Shehu haya arum, because the nachash was arum, was naked mimenu. He had no connection with Adam. He was naked, he had no achiza. She'ein lo achiza bo, there's no connection with Adam because of the or makif that was had over him from this or, this ketonot or, with an aleph. Hinei bezeh muvan, now we can understand, b'siyat ha'dishmai, with help of heaven, hatam shemitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis, which we're going to speak about now, misugelet disko et kol mitzvah Hashem. All the mitzvahs of Hashem you can have from the mitzvahs of tzitzis. Kedichtiv, like it says, Ur item oto, you'll see the tzitzis, uschautem, and you'll remember, et kol mitzvahs Hashem, all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu, ki hatzitzit, hu bechinet o makif. The tzitzis is bechinet o makif, right? כמו שכתב רבנו אריזל, like the רבנו אריזל says, ולכך יש בו כוח לדחות את הקליפות. This is the tzitzis, the talis that we wear, the outside talis. וכיוון שדוחה את הקליפות, and since it pushes away all the קליפות, all the ra, לכן מועיל לסחירה. It helps us to remember the yadua, that it's known, מה שכתב רבנו אריזל, what the Arizal wrote, b'sha'a kavanot, in the sha'a kavanot, b'sod ha'malbushim, in understanding the dressing, the clothing, shelovesh ha'adam, that a person dresses, shetzarek lizaheh, we have persons to be careful, shelo yabash shnei malbushim batchad, you can't put two things on at the same time. Va'oseken, and someone who does this, kasheh le'shichacha, right? It's kasheh for his memory, because we said, schira, it helps with the or ha'makiv. To remember something, you have Ora Makif, it helps you to remember. Why? Because you don't have Averas. You don't have no Achiza for the Klipa. The Klipa is what causes your memory, loss of memory. Tzitzis represent this Ora Makif, and this Ora Makif is that which pushes away, doesn't give the Klipa Achiza. When the Klipa has Achiza, right? And when you have this Ora Makif, so Uschaltim et Mitzvah Hashem, you have Schira, you have memory. When a person, right, has Achiza from the Klipa, so he has Shichacha. It's kasher l'shichacha. And he's saying, he's going to explain this. Now he's going to explain. V'sod hadavar. Ki l'chol levush, every garment you put on, yesh b'chinat or hamakiv. There's a concept of or hamakiv with every garment that you put on. There's its own or hamakiv. Just as the garment has protection, it comes with a protection of or hamakiv. V'ein davar shedoche ha-klipot kamo or hamakiv. There's nothing which pushes away the klipot that has like or hamakiv. V'fi she'ein lehem yecholet linok u'litachez bo. Because then the klipa has no ability to have sustenance from a person. Right? V'nimtza. And we find ki hamachaber shnei levushav, someone who puts together two clothings, velov sham biyach, and dresses, puts them on together. Eino meniach makom la or hamakif, he doesn't leave place for the or hamakif to come into the garment below, right? Likanes toch shnei, between the two garments, hamalbushim, ulakif ben kol levush velevush, and to surround each dressing. They can, and because of this, Ein haklipot nidchot misham. Therefore, the klipa isn't pushed away from it. Venoda, and it's known, she'ein hashichacha metzuya. A shichah is not found ela machmat haklipot. It only happens because of the achiza of the klipot, right? The kiven haschira hi mitzad hakdusha. Since memory is mitzad hakdusha, right? Besod ve'ein shichacha lefnei kise kvodecha. There's no forgetfulness in front of a kodesh baruch hu. Ad kam leshono. You're in sham. Look there in the Arizal. ובזה מובן הטעם שפיר. Now it's understood very well. That tzitzis, kiven hu bechinas or makif, it's the concept of or makif, right? The talis gadol. Yesh bo koach litchot haklipot, has the koach to be doche the klipot. Umimele titche hashichacha, it removes from the person the shichacha, its forgetfulness. Vetitgaber haschira b'riyeto, and therefore will be the concept of memory of mitzvah Hashem, will be mitgaber in his seeing of the tzitzis. Lisko mitzvah Hashem, to remember the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, ki b'riyeto, in the looking at them. Al yedei hakavanot hashayachim leze, when he looks at his tzitzis and the kavanas which are relevant to looking at his tzitzis, titore he'arat o hamakif, will come to him this o hamakif shehutzod hatzitzis, which is the concept of tzitzis. V'lachen timtza tzitzis mispa beit Yaakov, tzitzis is gematria beit Yaakov. Uleze ama beit Yaakov lechu nelcha be'o Hashem, beit Yaakov will go and they'll go in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki achize ba'or hamakif, because when a person has the or hamakif surrounding him, shu tzod hatzitzis, this concept of tzitzis, which is or Hashem, eino ela liYisrael. This is only to the Jewish people. He has this or hamakif, this or Hashem surrounding him. Shehed beit Yaakov, there the house of Yaakov, where the house of Yaakov, where Yisrael, bnei Yisrael. Ulaze ama esei etchem, I will lift you up al kanfei nesharim, on the wings of eagles. Vehu ki nesharim. Mitzvah tzitzis, the same gematria as tzitzis, right? So that which is going to lift us up is going to be this or hamakif, which is going to surround us and protect us. Just the eagle is going to protect us, right, in the future. Ekieh asher ekieh, I will be with you. This is the concept of ima. Ima is the concept of or hamakif, which is going to surround us and protect us in the future galus. V'kol zeh le'et, or when we were redeemed from galus. V'kol zeh le'et ata, according to now, she'ein lanu hasoga b'talit atzmo. We have no concept. We have no Hasaga, no understanding, full understanding, the talit itself. Ela rak b'tzitzis. We only can reach the tzitzis. The tzitzis with the corner, right? The corner of something is like, in a certain sense, we could, something which is which represents it. We have no concept of the Ormakit, of the talit itself, because it's Ormakit. We have no understanding of it. Therefore, there's no kavanas on it. Shehem ha-knafayim. Those are the wings of the, right? Aval b'gma ha-tikun. But at the end of the tikkun, when the world comes to its final completion, Avi etchem alai, I'll bring you to me, shetasigu hakol, then you'll understand everything. You'll understand, you'll have hasaga in the Olam Makif. Gam bebechines atalis, you'll also have an understanding of this talis. For gam elai, also to me. El, elai means el yud, right? Shehu sod hachochma. El hayud. Right, the yud is concept to the yud, which is sort of chokhmah. In other words, I'll explain something here. Says the Ari in a different place. He says that when a person has his chokhmah and his bina fully into them, he has no shikha. The or hamakif, right? The, when a person's or hamakif becomes part of him, he has a saga in them, which is his neshama and his chaya, which is his mother and his father, i.e., his chokhmah and his bina. So he has no shikha. And the Rambam says in a different way. The Rambam says, The ra in the world only comes through dimyan, through imagination. When a person lives with his chokhmah, with rationale, i.e., there's a chibur of his chokhmah to his bina, right? There's no, he doesn't see any ra because he has no dimyan. He sees things in its proper form. The Mesilas Yesharim says it also. He says in a different words. He says, when a person goes out at night, night represents choshech, night represents galus. When a person goes out at night, he sees things that look like an Amud who thinks a human being, right? Sees a human being. He says, that's dimyan, that's when a person can't see properly, when a person has clarity in life, when a person says tara, tihu, means clarity in life, he's taho. Tameis comes from atima, he doesn't see properly, he's nistam. When a person has proper clarity in life, he doesn't have dimyonot, he doesn't imagine things, he has no achiza to the ra, and then he has full zechira. What's full zechira mean? What do you need memory for? Zechira in Torah, to remember mitzvahs Hashem, to do them. That's the concept of Olam Makif. When a person surrounded with this Olam Makif, which is represented in a talis, right? So then, he's protected, and he has zechira to remember the mitzvahs, and not to go with his eyes, which set him astray from the Kodesh Baruch Hu.